a little toe-tapping music here at Rosie on the House. Let's go straight to the phone lines and bring Al into the conversation. Good morning, Al.
Morning, Rosie. I'm so glad to hear you back on the air. I do not have a technical question, but I've been a long-time listener for, I don't know, what is it, 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
And we missed you when you were gone, and it's so good to hear you back. And this is just a voice of encouragement to hang in there, man, and we'll keep praying for you.
Well, Al, I sure appreciate it. We've got a few more surgeries to go, but everything's going in the right direction. So we're greatly encouraged, and my wife of 41 years and my nurse of 7 months is taking good care of me.
I don't know. I may need all y'all's help because I can't keep him down. He's doing things he shouldn't. So I'm going to tell on you on air if you don't mind me.
Well, I had to check that roof.
Yeah. Oh,
my
gosh.
It's my job.
Even the guys fussed at you, Rosie.
It's my
Romero.
Job.
They can take pictures. We have drones. Okay, let's go to line one.
All right. Let's go to line one. I believe that's Roger. Thank you, Al, for the kind words.
Good morning.
Hey, Roger. What are you up to in Roger's house?
Well, we're thinking of changing out the air conditioner. I'm wondering about sear ratings, the cost effectiveness. We're at, just to give you a quick rundown, we're around 2,000 feet or 2,000 square foot, and it's a block house.
Okay.
Built in the 50s. The air conditioner was replaced about 15 years ago. Right now, at the highest time of the month, we're getting $500 to $600 electric bills.
All right. That's the middle of the summer. How many people live in the house?
It varies from 4 to 6 to 7.
And do you have a swimming pool?
A what?
Swimming pool.
Yes, sir.
And what temperature do these 6 or 7 people like to keep the house at in the middle of the summer afternoon?
78.
Okay. Okay, well, we can beat the heck out of that utility bill. And your question started with what's a SEER rating? A SEER rating is like your miles per gallon rating on your car. It's how much cooling does your air conditioning system have for every piece of electricity that we put into it. And it, you know, today's standards are 13, 14, 15. And some people will take the bait and pay for an 18, 19, 20, or higher SEER rating. And what drives me nuts about that is that a masonry home with ductwork installed in the 50s, the SEER rating of your ductwork is about a 1.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do any good to bolt a 15 SEER unit to a 1 SEER air conditioning duct system or bad design. The SEER ratings are accomplished inside a laboratory where the temperature is held at like 85 degrees. It has nothing to do with our temperatures of 115, 118, and 120 degrees. But Roger, what I want to do, you shouldn't be paying more than about 10 cents per kilowatt, and you shouldn't be burning up more than about 2,600 kilos per month. Your bill should be well under 400, much closer to 300 at the absolute worst. So, have you had a whole house energy audit done?
No, I've just put them in the bookmark.
Okay.
And I'm going to call them. What I'm wondering is, I know the ductwork has to be redone.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm wondering, the air conditioner is good. It was top of the line 15 years ago.
Okay.
The ductwork might be just enough, right, without the change in the air conditioner.
Well, it might be enough. We got to make sure you're on the right energy plan, Are you an APS or SRP customer?
SRP, and we got the we're grandfathered in. Our only high time is two to five.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
Okay, and
try to use nothing then.
yeah. Good. Okay. Well, Roger, I'm gonna follow up with you this week, and we're gonna get those 500 plus bills to well under $400, and I'll give you a call this week.
Like the gentleman said, you know, he said we should be at 100 per 1,000 square feet. I about freaked out, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty much the old standard. We're pretty much a buck and a quarter, a buck 30. But in the middle of the summer, your bill's on. I have 3,700 square feet that I keep at 68 degrees all summer long, and my bill is never over $400.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to teach you some of the tricks, okay?
Okay, that sounds good, sir.
I'm glad
to see you still up and kicking. And as I told you, I think it was last week or the week before, we know that the Louisiana people are tough. No, we can't keep them down.
That's right. And, Roger, I'm going to come out. We'll visit. Every trick I show you, we're going to start with all the free tricks first. So you'll get your maximum return on investment. Thanks for calling. When we get back, we've got a sustainability and accessibility expert, John Wesley Miller, joining us next hour.